This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My Elton John impersonation's really bad. Like, the Dua Lipa, I feel like, is pretty good. And then it's just like a half-assed, like, British.
I'm Elton John. I'm Elton John.
It sounds like Seinfeld doing, like, it's, the King of the Castle, right? It's terrible.
King of the Castle. King of the Castle. I'm Elton John.
What is the Jerry thing when he's the thing that he does, like, instead of staying with the girl? She's like, you can either stop doing
this.
The
voice?
Yeah,
the voice.
Hello.
La, la, la.
That's me. I'm Elton John. Hello.
Hello. I'm hosting a radio show.
La, la, la. And the radio show is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. We are here with you, dear listener and dear viewer, on the brilliant BetQL Network, where every game is game seven and you get no hot take BS, just bets. And sports. We are live today in the hashtag plethora of places. Great to be on. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the aforementioned brilliant BetQL network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, as Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is their hometown sportsbook. BetRivers.com, and the BetRivers app. The real ones also know about BetQL. The real ones know that BetQL has all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks. They've got the experts, they've got the algorithms, and of course they've got the five-star plays, which we will give you as we move along the show today. BetQL.com and the BetQL app on this wonderful Wednesday. It was a November to remember on You Better You Bet. Guess what we hope December is going to be? You guessed it. A December to remember. December 1st in the year of our, they both rhyme. December 1st in the year of our Lord, 2020.
Tough to find those. If you haven't checked, it is. Tough to find rhymes.
Yeah. The show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. We are on Instagram at YBYB Sports. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, THEKOSTOS, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Don't believe me? And Bill typed December to dismember in the chat, and Ken writes, sounds like a wrestling show you'd go to. I am like 99.9% sure that actually was like a pro wrestling pay-per-view, December to dismember. Let us know, Bill, if that's actually true. I think that's the case. Ken is your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Don't believe me? Overnights are back. Just wait to see when Ken has a good night in college basketball and everyone else wins too. What a coinky dink. That's going to be really strange when that happens. Ken is on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. We've got four phenomenal guests coming your way today on this wonderful Wednesday. Great to welcome our pal Matt Moore from the Action Network back to the show, talking all things NBA. That leads off hour number two. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, also in hour number two, talking, you guessed it, National Football League with the great Brian Baldinger, including what's going on in Philadelphia right now with Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew as the Eagles get set to take on the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Leading off hour number three, making his You Better You Bet debut, we are very excited to welcome celebrity Dallas Cowboys fan, the very entertaining, the very funny, Cousin Sal, of course, from Fox Sports, the Extra Points Podcast Network, the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Great to have Cousin Sal on the show. We'll talk to him about the Cowboys-Saints game coming up tomorrow night. And we got a couple other things to discuss with Cousin Sal. Looking very much forward to that. Cousin Sal leads off hour number three here. You Better You Bet on a wonderful Wednesday. And then we'll talk college basketball with Patrick Stevens of the Washington Post, the Blue Ribbon Yearbook. Patrick, absolutely fantastic. Last time he was on in his You Better You Bet debut, so you know we had to bring him back. Among other things, we'll talk to him about the Duke Blue Devils, who last week beat Gonzaga, last night lose to Ohio State, and where Coach K and his team go from here. By the way, great job by our guy Ken Barkley. Ohio State and the under coming through last night in that game, courtesy of overnights a couple nights ago. Plus, I think it moved. Now get your minds out of the gutter, people. We're talking about lines for Week 13 in the National Football League. That's coming up in hour number one. All the line movement you need to know about to get you set to bet and win on the NFL this weekend, including giraffe neck Mike Glennon starting for the New York Football Giants and what that means against Tua and the Dolphins and how Ken and I are looking to bet this game. Ken will take his hand, probably big. I don't really remember. We've only bet once. He'll put it in mine. I feel like I've got like regular size hands, but Ken's like a foot taller than me, so mine are probably small compared to his. So I will put my little hand in his, and we will have Lockmas day three. We'll talk about the college football playoff rankings from last night, get Ken's takes on what we might see there moving forward, and of course, the games this weekend. And we'll spend some time today on the SEC championship game with Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite over Alabama. And we'll bring our entire crew onto the show today, including today's board op in place of the great Jake the Snake Hassan, our pal David Nails Dykstra. I feel like he's probably been called Nails his entire life and is probably really annoyed with that, but it's the lowest of low-hanging fruit, and I like to take those opportunities. And in the roundtable today, we will talk our favorite Christmas songs and favorite holiday music, which is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. Final hour of the show, Power Hour, all our bets for tonight. Ken, stop me if you've heard this before, but Bill won again last night in the National Hockey League.
You don't say.
Another winning night for the great Bill Matz in the National Hockey League. He's got six games to pick from tonight on the ice. We've obviously got tons of college basketball. Top 25 Nick with the play on Florida and Oklahoma. Seven games in the NBA. Can't wait to go through the NBA slate with our guy Ken Barkley. And Tyler Morales joins the show at the end for golf bets for the Hero Championship this weekend in the Bahamas Tiger Woods Tournament. We're locked and loaded. It is a wonderful Wednesday. Ken Barkley, how we doing?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And not just golf bets to end the show, but It's that time of the night, and it's time for golf bets. It's so overnights and golf bets to close the show, which is...
Yeah, I probably should have given overnights its own little special distinction there. My
well,
bad.
Well, I mean, you know, it's been dominating my life for the last, like, 48 hours, so you know, it's part of it. Doing great. You know, successful overnights night one. Shout out to a bunch of people, actually. Shout out to the one guy who made me really mad by complaining about the overnights. And I actually probably owe him an apology. I should probably look up his Twitter name and actually send him an apology. Because he said something pretty innocuous. And I was like, and I just used it as a springboard to get a rant about some stuff, basically. Which happens, which is known to happen. When the overnights like start, I mean, they didn't even start that bad. It's whatever. Anyway, I've been very successful so far. Also, someone in our comments volunteered to track closing line value on all of the overnights that are given out this year, which is fun and I think will ultimately lead to a positive conclusion, and like that the Bets are doing very well. So excited about that. So a lot of people, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm about it. Very exciting. One, the Bets won, which is also very important, obviously, too. Highlighted and punctuated, obviously, by Ohio State and the under. So the first night of overnights into the first results of overnights were great, and it was wonderful. And I even had a text from you this morning before I checked the odds board, was running around with my kids doing a bunch of stuff. And you text me and you go, this movement is insane. Like, this is crazy. Like, I went to go bet some of the games, and I can't bet them. Like, they're gone. It's like,
I can bet them. It's just like not in the range of numbers that you gave. Right. Like, you would say, like, I like this team, like, plus two, like, down to, like, plus one or whatever. And then they'd be, like, minus six. And it's like, well,
right. Be like, well, I guess I'll bet money line. I don't really know what to do here. Yeah, that's why we give ranges to all that stuff. So it was great to wake up this morning, see a bunch of line movement on a bunch of stuff that seemed to be worthy of a bet last night. So we'll track that throughout the show. A couple more bets to add later on for games tonight. Lines that have moved in some pretty interesting ways, which will be fun to go over. I think you mentioned it already. What game is top 25 Nick doing tonight?
Florida, Oklahoma.
So not doing Michigan, Carolina, huh? Or is Michigan ranked anymore?
Well, that's a ranked game, but you gave out, I feel like, at least like a thought on the game last night.
I did.
I want top 25 Nick to be a kind of like independent of like of the overnight's card if possible.
Got it. Understood. So like a totally new thought basically, which is
because like here's the spoiler alert, like I bet all of Bill's NHL. I bet every single one of Ken's college basketball. Like, I don't always tell Ken's NBA, but a lot of the time I do. Sometimes I disagree. But like,
I hope you didn't tell last night.
I did have the Knicks and the Suns last night,
forayed into totals for one night, and we will just get right back out of that pool and go back to science today.
I love how we were both like, oh man, we love overs now. Overs are back in the NBA. Yeah. It's like,
One and four.
Or the Pistons are going to score 85 points and right. That game's going to go under. So like I'm going to bet all of these. And like, if you give out a thought on a game in the top 25, like I could handicap the game the next day and disagree. And guess what? I'm still going to bet like what you gave out in overnights. I know you didn't give out like a firm bet. You gave out a thought. So I kind of want top 25 Nick to be completely independent of what's given out on overnights and have it be something completely, completely of its own volition.
Sure. No, it makes sense. So I mentioned a bunch of thank yous. So like the person who's going to track, a lot of excitement about that. The person who allowed me to rant about some stuff. And then, I mean, anybody who's watching obviously will notice. And the white does not look great with the lighting and the framing and everything. But this is an awesome hat. This is a phenomenal hat. And I will attempt to show the camera. This is the Mary Baldwin fighting squirrels hat.
That's
and people
incredible.
Remember it, people remember this was a potentially made up school name of a team that was playing, I don't know, like Creighton or something on night one of the college basketball season. Usually power conference, especially college basketball teams, open with like a D2 or a D3 opponent that, you know, has a name that seems made up. So what was the, I wish I could remember the one that I thought Bill went to. What was it, like Philly Catholic or something? It was the one that Bill went
like
to.
The Philly like Technical Institute, something
right. There's just a bunch of like completely ridiculous names. And so I got two hats basically in the
Was it Bible? Scott's typing Bible.
Philly Biblical. Philly Biblical.
Philly Biblical. Scott, how did you remember that? That's pretty biblical. Good job by Scott Lynn.
Well, and then I swear there were like a bunch more that were really funny and one that we just kept referencing.
When you do 22 hours of content a week, it's like, it's hard to remember what happened yesterday, much less like three weeks ago.
So shout out to, I'm sure I definitely got a DM from somebody who said that they were sending this. I said, obviously, thank you. I mean, phenomenal. It's also a great, like a very high quality. It's a nice hat. Like it's actually a really good hat. So Mary Baldwin fighting squirrels, sharp, got the little like black and gold to match the little SVP pullover today. And then I'll show the other one. We'll probably wear this one tomorrow. This is a real ones will remember this school. We didn't really talk about it that much in that segment that referenced Mary Baldwin and her fighting squirrels, apparently. But Houston,
you make her sound like she's like a sorceress or something. That like,
yeah,
when you go to fight her in a video game, like she like opens a portal and then like all these rabid squirrels run out and start.
And you have to like go like up a strategy guide. Like, do I fight the squirrels first or do I go for her? Like, how does it work? What order?
In like an RPG boss fight like that, you always kill the ancillary figures first and then focus on the boss.
Right. And then like the 1 out of 10 times the boss will be like, regenerate. And they all just come back again. You go, oh, come on. Now I got to start the whole thing from the beginning. But the Houston played a team that we had never heard of before a couple of years ago, and real ones remember this. We referenced this on the show sometimes.
Last year
during the winter time, basically when we do college basketball every night. Our Lady of the Lake was the name of the school, and you know, we had never heard of it before. Houston was laying 50 against them or whatever it was. We talked about them on the show. Somebody did send me an Our Lady of the Lake, which apparently is abbreviated OLLU, which I really enjoy. Olu. But it's the Olu, Our Lady of the Lake. Hello, Olu. It's the they're the saints, which I didn't even really realize. But Our Lady of the Lake, somebody said that to me as well. So thank yous to everybody for the. I mean, these are they're great. They're great hats. They're show hats. They check all the boxes. It's really remarkable. So Mary Baldwin Fighting Squirrels, Our Lady of the Lake Saints, And we're off and running with some more hats, two really good ones, and we'll wear those the next couple of days.
And for people that don't remember, the Our Lady of the Lake bit on the show was that Our Lady of the Lake was like a like someone who like you would happen across in a game of like Legend of Zelda, who would hover out of the lake, like emerge from the lake, and stand and be like, "Here's a heart container to help you on your journey." Well, right. That was the bit, right?
Do 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 do. Yeah, right. And so, or what's the when you pick up the heart container, be like, "Da na na na."
No, it was more sharp, like. Da-na-na-na.
You got a heart like container. Right. That's what, yeah.
Here's a heart container. And what was the music like when you were like the fairy would bless you and like give you full health? It's like dun 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 dun. The repository of useless information on the show is just absolutely incredible. I was pretty angry last night at the end of the Nets Knicks game.
At your team.
Yeah, well, I mean, more so at the referees. And I like when like the players and coaches get angry at the refs, so like it makes me feel like justified when I do.
Do you think it wasn't a foul?
I just feel like the officiating throughout the entire game was like pretty one-sided. Like the fact that Randall doesn't calls and doesn't get sent to the line is like ridiculous. Like that's pretty annoying. I don't like losing to the Nets as a Knicks fan. Pretty annoying. So that sucked. But they did cover the spread last night. And then the Suns managed to cover the spread as well in a great game. Next sentence, can't wait. I think the Warriors are going to railroad them on Friday night when they play again.
Well, and we'll see with that game what the status of Devin Booker is, too. Obviously left the game in the second quarter yesterday. Like, people can say the result mattered the most. That might have been the thing that matters the most from that game is just...
Totally!
Like, might be without your best player for... I mean, we'll see. It was a hamstring injury. I haven't seen an update today necessarily yet, but these two teams play again later this week, and it seems maybe like Warriors in that game. We'll have to see what the market is for that game and whether Booker's going to play, too. So that's a part of it as well. But, yeah, I mean, very, very impactful game. Both teams 19-3, I think it is right now, 18-3 or 19-3, one of the two. And the Suns complete a perfect month, which is insane. Only the seventh time that's ever happened, which is really wild. I mean, really crazy stuff.
We got an awesome show coming your way today. We're just getting started on a wonderful Wednesday. Matt Moore is going to join us next hour. Brian Baldinger is going to join us next hour. But the remainder of this hour... Line movement in the National Football League. It moved. Coming up next with Nick and Ken.